Politicians always break their campaign promises. In Israel, they are breaking promises to become more cooperative. Israeli pollster Dalia Scheinlin says Israeli politicians are facing a tough choice. Start an alliance with bitter political rivals or send Israelis back to the polls again for Israel's third national election in less than 12 months. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu would like to avoid that. If he loses his grip on power, he could face allegations of corruption. I began by asking Dalia where those cases currently stand.
Right now, he is currently in the process of having a legal hearing. The attorney general has recommended indictment in three cases for Netanyahu in which he's being investigated. But before the indictment, he is given the privilege of having a hearing, which means that his legal team can present their side of the matter, so to speak, trying to essentially convince the attorney general that the arguments and the investigative material they've collected does not stand up in trial, and that ultimately, of course, his legal team would like to see the cases completely closed. That's pretty unlikely because the attorney general has spent a long time investigating these cases, and it doesn't look likely that they would all completely disappear.
How much do Israelis care about these allegations of corruption, though, first? Give us what you've seen in the polling. What does all this mean on the ground in terms of Netanyahu's popularity right now?
Yeah. Well, there's really no such thing as do Israelis care. The Israeli public is extremely divided over this. Anybody who considers themselves on the left or center of the Israeli political map is deeply, deeply troubled by these allegations and the investigations, which they view as essentially an airtight case after several years of investigations and clearly defined charges at this point that have been published. And people understand what they mean if they're on the side of the opposition. They think that Netanyahu has already been in power for too long and has largely stayed in power by, you know, fairly crooked means of manipulating press coverage and bartering with his friends in the business world to keep himself in power by giving them all sorts of benefits, sometimes tax benefits at the expense of the Israeli public. So for that side of the map, which I can tell you in numbers equals about 42 to 45% of the Israeli public, they are enraged by this. However, there's a completely other side of the map, which views the world in a very different way, and who amount to a similar number, actually, somewhere between 40 and 45%, who are almost always on Netanyahu's side, and they definitely see these charges against him as politically inspired, exaggerated, and probably no worse than any other politician, and an attempt by some sort of other forces in Israeli society as trying to bring Netanyahu down simply because he represents their side of the map. And that's a very prominent view among that portion of society. So Israelis are really divided about this issue.
Right. So that brings us to this most recent election, which, like the election in April, showed that there is an inability on Netanyahu's side to build any coalition. So that election happened a couple of weeks ago, and Netanyahu's Likud party did not get a majority of votes. What has happened since then, and what's holding back the formation of a new government?
Well, first, I should point out that no party in Israeli history has ever gotten a majority of seats in the parliament. And with a parliamentary system, if your party doesn't have a majority of the seats, you have to go into a coalition. All Israeli governments have been coalitions. That's not the new part. What's new is that Netanyahu does not have enough allies in the other parties to form a majority government with 61 out of 120 parliamentary seats. For that reason, many Israelis support the formation of what's called a unity government. That's the term given to the idea that the two largest parties, which are viewed as being on somewhat different sides of the political map, hence the term unity between them, would go into a coalition together. And that means Likud, Netanyahu's party, together with the challenger, Blue and White, who actually won the election in terms of getting the most votes in September. And this is the framework that the parties themselves have been speaking about. Israelis say they support, although there's a little bit of division of opinion within Israelis about what that really means.
So how likely is that unity coalition, and how much does the public want it?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, there's a majority who say they want it, but when you look at what they mean, what they really mean is they want it under their terms. Just today, the first poll that came out showing what people might do in a third election also tested support for a unity government and found that 50% of Israelis do not want a unity government if it's headed by Netanyahu, but 42% do want a unity government if it's headed by Netanyahu. There's a lot of negotiation and jockeying going on, and under the right circumstances, a government has to be formed somehow. It will involve major compromises.
There's another surprise scenario. The vote last month in September was a redo of the April election. So as the politicians all dither, what are the possibilities of another election if Netanyahu can't form a coalition?
Every day, it's almost like there's a barometer that you can sort of stick your finger out, look at the reports about what's going on in the coalition negotiations that day, what did or didn't happen, and say that the barometer goes up or down. But put it this way, it's higher than it's ever been for having a third election, given that we had a second election for the first time in Israeli history due to the failure to form a government after the elections in April. Nobody thought it was possible to go into a second election. Once that happened, now Israelis think, well, I suppose anything's possible. So again, either some of the parties will have to break a very serious promise in order to go into a government, or they will not be able to form a coalition and Israel will have a third election. Are those chances 50-50, 60-40, 30-70? Again, every day it looks a little bit different.
Dalia Scheindlin, a pollster and political analyst, speaking with us from Israel. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much for having me.